So I was traveling a lot.
It's been a long
North
time.
Carolina. I was in New York. I was in New York, North Carolina, Mechanicsburg, Philly, New York, Philly, New York.
I'd be so tired.
I am.
Yeah.
Last night really sucked. Last night I got in at like 6 a.m. from Philly.
God.
Saw one of the coolest things I've seen comedically in a while. Watched a cool roast of Rich Voss.
Awesome.
It was really cool to watch all these really good comics. But I keep traveling very late at night.
Dude.
On public transit, like Megabus and Amtrak and all that shit, very late.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the listeners know this, but about around midnight, those all sell out. Like Megabus was sold out.
Midnight, Megabus, and trains.
Past midnight to 4 a.m.
Okay.
Midnight to 4 a.m., public transit sells out.
Yeah.
With black people.
Yeah, you were saying
moving
that.
Around
you were saying
the country.
You're the only white person in the thing.
Every night. I get on these fucking megabuses after like shows and shit.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm fucking hammered on these fucking megabuses. It's just all black people. Dude, I got on an Amtrak last night.
Yeah, you're saying it was fucking wild.
It was crazy. It was people sleeping. It was people, everybody was taking up, it was all black people and like kids.
Yeah, you were saying that.
My car was filled with like black women and their kids.
At like?
At 3:30 in the morning.
Like full on,
and they're
snoozing?
All fucking black kids in like PJs and blankets and shit, taking up two seats, like laying side. Like it was crazy.
That's fucking wild.
It was very. There's a different world out there, dude.
That's a weird thing to say.
It is weird. It's
no,
weird
it is.
To fucking
to see people like fully sleeping and like little kids moving around late at night. It's like what
and
the
like
fuck?
A mom fucking bringing out like meals and giving them to. It's like
what were they? What were they giving them? It's like baby food.
No, like these weren't like babies. These were like
kids. Yeah,
they were like 6, 7-year-olds, 8-year-olds.
So they're hitting them with some food.
They're hitting them with they're fucking giving them some nourishment in our long ride. It was fucking weird, man.
That is weird.
There's a weird secret. There's something a lot of white people don't know.
Yeah, the midnight
express.
You get
on a fucking
dude.
Late night public transit. Not like a SEPTA bus or like a city bus. I'm talking like a fucking
city to city.
City to city. You're gonna be the only white guy at night.
That's crazy. I never even thought about that.
It's very funny.
I figured no one would be on the train.
No, that's what I was thinking. And then you get on, it's packed of like weird traveling. It's like, this can't be, it's a weird.
What kind of snacks are these
kids? I don't know. I didn't
on?
Get to see them, but they smelled.
It smelled.
No, the snacks. Like somebody was eating like something that smelled. Like my car smelled like food. It's just suddenly it's like a third world country. Of like
dude.
People traveling and eating on the train and like weird
it's
shit.
It's like refugee status.
It is.
That's weird. I saw the weirdest thing I've seen a lady give her kid. I was at this chick's house. I like on the low dated a stripper with like a 6-month-old kid for like 3 weeks.
That's hot.
No, it wasn't, dude. We like sat in her room.
That's pretty young.
We sat in her room.
The kid, yeah.
The kid is really fucking young.
Yeah.
We sat in her room and there was actually. So there's transsexual prostitutes who lived above her. It was fucked up. I was
classic.
In a fucked up neighborhood. Yeah, I was in a fight. And she was like, yeah, I was trying to sleep the other night. And there one was like sucking a dick in the hallway and like bumping the wall.
Mm.
And I was like, man, that sucks. And I'm like sitting here instantly like, I get the fuck out. I'm in over my head, dude. I can handle some grit. I'm like, this is too gritty. So like, it's like futon, sleeping baby right here. And the baby started crying. She was like, hold on a second. Opened up McDonald's barbecue. It was McDonald's sweet and sour sauce. Dipped a pacifier in sweet and sour sauce and jammed it in the thing's mouth. And I was just like, holy fuck.
Oh, my God,
this is fucking abysmal.
That's wild.
I couldn't believe I just sat next to her. I'm like, I'm not fucking making out with this chick in front of her baby.
Do you ever fuck in front of the baby?
No.
You promise?
Swear to God. Dude, I didn't even do anything.
Yeah, that's weird.
I fucked a chick in front of her little brother one time, though.
Really?
That was fucked up. That was a bet something I wish I could take back.
What, was he asleep?
Yeah, but not. We were all in a basement, and he wasn't that far away. So.
And were you friends with him?
No, he's a little fucking now. I didn't like that kid. That's why I fucked his sister in front of him.
Oh, that's evil, dude.
When I was in high school.
Yeah, I know.
My dick got hard in high
school.
There's
nothing wrong with
that. It was going down.
Yeah.
I had no concept of that.
About like how disrespectful and like.
That's happened, dude. I would do it like.
Damaging that.
I'd be with a girl and her friend and like they'd be in a separate bed and I would just be like college dorm rooms, bed.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're fucking.
Yeah.
And then like it would just be a fight.
Fine.
It would be they'd be in a fight now forever. And I'd be like, what's the fucking big deal?
Yeah,
now
whatever.
I'm like, dude, that's so fucking weird to be like, I have to have sex.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who it is, it's going down.
But that was the weirdest thing I saw someone feed their kid. McDonald's.
I saw some wacky shit last night.
Did you?
Dude, I was in fucking Penn Station at from 2 to 3:30 in the morning. Yeah, yeah. Penn Station, New York. So I was under Madison Square Garden. Last night I was under Madison Square Garden from 2 a.m. to 3:30.
Why?
Because I was waiting for my train, dude.
That sounds horrible.
It was fucking chaos down there.
God damn,
and they lock
dude.
Everything off. Like, they block everything off. Because at those hours, it's just homeless people.
Yeah.
It's just homeless people coming in there.
Yeah.
It's so funny to watch
them.
So they,
like,
fucking
World War Z barricade them?
Yeah.
They
barricade all the stores. And normally it's a pretty big area,
uh-huh.
Penn Station.
Yeah,
like it's
huge.
But they just barricade it, so it's like one fucking hallway.
Fuck.
Only like a quarter of the seats are open in the waiting room, and then
looks sounds fucking horrible.
Like one fucking Dunkin' Donuts is open.
Of course, they're killing it.
And it's like, yeah, those are some fucking Indian dudes that were like, "No, we stay open."
Yeah, they probably just come and cut the lock and lift up the metal gate, and they're like, "We're selling fucking coffee, dude. Fuck this."
But it's just, it was an episode of Walking Dead in there. Ugh. It was fucking crazy because they can't sit down and hang out and sleep and shit, because then they get kicked out. But if you're just a black dude,
yeah, you can't.
If you're
can't
just a homeless person walking around,
by all means, world's
maybe,
your oyster, dude.
Yeah, but if you fucking stop and wait, somebody comes over and is like, "All right,
so
come
like
on."
It's like almost like a reverse game of freeze tag.
It is.
If you freeze, they're like, "You're out. Get in the
fuck
out."
Yeah, yeah. So they just get kicked out constantly. It's so funny. Dude, I watched a guy last night.
Whose job is that? I guess the cops.
They have cops, yeah. They have Amtrak police.
That's
kind
of miserable, dude. Fucking, you're like a shepherd of crackheads.
Dude, how many times do you think they get that wrong? Like, it's just a normal black dude who's like falling asleep waiting for his train. And they're like, "All right, buddy, get the fuck out of here." And then he like wakes up and is like, "What's the problem?" And they're like, "Oh, nothing, man."
Throw a crack pipe on him. Like, "Get him out of here."
Yeah, sorry about that.
Stop and frisk him. Be like, "I found a gun. Get him out of here."
Dude, I watched a guy last night dig his hand into his ass crack.
Like
in
over the
full
pants?
In, under the, under everything.
Oh, man. Would he go from the front or the back?
Back. Reached hard into the back. So low that it was like definitely butthole, nutsack territory. And then he was fucking digging hard. And this was, dude, I was sitting there, I was reading Animal Farm on the ground. I was sitting on the ground, like, reading George Orwell, like, "Oh, sweet." At, like, 3 a.m, watching this fucking black homeless dude just
finger
dig
his
into his butthole.
Oh.
Dig. And then he fucking took his hand out, and he fucking looked at it.
He thought about it.
And he smelled it.
Of course.
Class. Yeah, I mean,
can't
I would have done the same.
Exactly.
Give him a little smell. But then he licked his hand.
Oh,
licked his
he
shit
took
hand
it to the next step,
and then
the next
stuffed
level.
It, stuffed it right back
we
in.
Lube it up, dude.
And then he fucking hit the hard fucking heroin pass out.
Oh,
it was so
no.
funny, like the fucking standing fucking. What does that look like? It looks
nod.
Like you're. It's like you're trying to act out a like a lowercase n. Like you're just standing there and like your arms and you just hunch over.
It's like the yoga warm ups. You like
it
bend
is.
Down, do the ragdoll.
So he fingered his asshole, licked it, fingered his asshole, and then hit a hard fucking.
Do you think his fucking taste in his butthole put him out or is it heroin?
Knocked him out, dude. Might have fucking put him in a hard nod.
He's
right
like,
there.
"Damn, my butt tastes so good." And it's like, passed out.
But he was standing, so he was legal, dude.
That's so if you
he
stay,
had the fucking standing nod, so they're
that's
like,
probably why I
can't touch him.
Dude. That's so fucking funny.
I was sitting on the steps at Madison Square Garden, like outside, because it was it was chaos inside. So I went back upstairs and like was sitting outside.
You just saw a guy lick his butt
finger.
Yeah,
I was like, Jesus Christ. And I was sitting on the floor.
Wrote in your book.
I was leaning against the wall of a TGI Fridays. It was fucking terrible, dude. And
all the fucking zombie crackheads were just trying to get
they
TGIs.
Were. They're
dude.
All walking around.
That'd be hilarious. That was like an I Am Legend thing. That's where all like the zombies sleep in TGI Fridays. Dude, they come out and they're like,
dude, I've never seen. They just walked it. There was one guy who was just walking in a circle, just a small circle. Like it's fucked in there.
Yeah.
It is fucked. So I get up. I was leaning against TGI Fridays, sitting on the floor. And then I got up and walked away. And when I came back, there was just a homeless guy with just the most disgusting shit ever, sitting exactly where I was sitting. And I was like, fuck. You know how many homeless guys have sat there before me?
Yeah. You know how many buttholes are fingered in that spot?
So I go outside and I was sitting on the steps. And this fucking black security guard comes out and he's like, "Can't sit there, man." And then he saw me like turn around. And he was like, "Ah, you're fine." I was like, oh, man.
That's good.
Well.
You know, you're a crackhead.
Yeah, he thought I was a fat retard from behind.
And
then when he saw me turn around, I was like, "Hey, what's up?" He was like, "Yeah, you're fine."
He's like, "Yeah." Damn, thought, dude. Yeah. They're just down there just like fucking accosting
targets.
They're
down there right now. I hope the mic picked that up.
I think it probably did.
They're down there right now as we speak, just walking. They're just goldfish in this weird tank.
Ugh. That just sucks.
Drugged out fucking. There was one guy who looked somewhat normal, and I just looked down. His feet were fucking black.
It's like weird when you see those guys and their shirts are off and they're just ripped. You're like, dude.
Yeah, they're fucked up.
How? Like, bro.
I don't know what they're up to.
I mean, they're just not eating, smoking crack, and like doing tons of weird chores. So you'd get ripped too.
Yeah, that's.
It's constantly just like taking out trash.
I saw, and it's funny too, because on Thursday or Friday or whenever I left. No, that was last week. Whenever I went to New York last week, yeah. I was at Penn Station. I watched a fucking homeless dude get kicked off the bench. He was sleeping at one of the benches, and a guy came by and like had to fucking rattle the fucking bench.
Oh my God.
He like fucking hit his baton against the bench to like try to wake this guy up. This guy was not waking up. He had to just stand there and be like, all right, come on, come on, come on. And like was hitting it because he's not going to fucking touch him. You don't want to touch this fucking guy. Then he woke him up, and the guy was like, what? What? He's like, you gotta go, man. You can't sleep here. He's like, unless you have a ticket. Do you have a ticket? He's like, yeah, I got a ticket.
He's like, let's
see
it.
Can I see it? And he's like, no. So funny.
Dude.
I was sitting in the like the pew across from him.
You're not allowed to sleep in the hospital waiting room either.
Really?
That night, remember I cut my finger?
Yeah.
I was in there for like 4 hours, dude. And there's this guy, he kept fucking sleeping. And then everyone, they come by, like, come on, man, get up. And finally, the cop dragged him the fuck out.
Oh, it was just a homeless guy just hanging out in the ER.
They'll check in. Like, what's your problem? Like, all right, my heart's messed up. And they'll just sleep in the ER.
That's a fucking good move.
It's a great move. And they'll go in there and try to get some drugs. It's a fucking nice move.
Yeah, what do you have to lose? What, are you going to go in debt?
Exactly, yeah, that doesn't matter. But yeah, the cop, like, had to drag the guy out. Everyone's like, what are you doing? It's like, well, the guy shouldn't be. Get him the fuck out of here. This place
get him
sucks.
Out.
This
throw him out
bad
into
enough.
The fucking woods.
Get him out of here.
Get him out of here. Taking these down to his mom's basement. Your mom voted for me. That's such a sick move.
Dude, that is... We have to fucking go chill there and try to like lay down.
Dude, go to Penn Station at 3 a.m.
I'm going
to
start standing like that. Like I'm just nodding out heroin everywhere.
Nodding out. It's so funny.
I love when I
actually,
see
those
dudes.
Actually, it's a lowercase R. Not an N. It's a lowercase R.
Okay, yeah,
that's the
true.
Shape. You're standing, and then you just hunch over.
You just hunch over.
And lean your arms forward, but you just never fall, dude.
You're like deactivated Frankenstein, just kind of like...
Yeah, it was very depressing to see.
Oh, it's horrible, dude.
Also, the rats. I was walking around New York City late night.
They're fucking big.
And it was... The city did sleep. The city was fucking asleep.
But not the rats.
I was walking around.
There's no one out.
It was me, the rats, and butthole fucking homeless guys.
You're not allowed to say homeless. You're supposed to say people experiencing homelessness.
Oh, really?
So please keep that in mind.
Okay, that's true. Oh, yeah, it is. It is.
That true that. Man.
I slept in my car this weekend.
Oh, shit.
Pretty badass move.
Coming back from...
I was in D.C. on Friday. The D.C. Comedy Festival. Check it out if you get a chance. But I was driving back from D.C. It was late. And I was like, I'll just take a... I was falling asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done that before. I've fallen asleep and crashed.
You crashed into the fucking...
Which fucking sucks, dude. It sucks so bad. It's so stupid. Like, I don't think I've been that angry in a while. I fucking hit the median. I was on cruise control going 80, and I fell asleep. Hit the median, and I was
like
holy
cement,
fuck.
The big
yes,
cement thing?
Yes.
Oh. Just even scraping your tire on a curb sounds awful.
Yeah.
When I parallel park, and I'm like, fuck.
Imagine waking up to a car crash, like a loud fucking like douche. I was like, oh fuck.
Instantly just be like, oh, I fucking hate my shit.
Oh my God, I would, that was
that's instant cut my life into pieces.
That
dude.
Was, I was so fucking mad. But I could feel myself falling asleep again. I was driving and I was like, dude, I gotta pull over.
You had flashbacks to the fucking media.
I'll never
dude.
Do that again. That was
oh
so
my God.
Dumb. So I pulled over, I got off this exit, and it was a bunch of hotels, so I was like, nice, I can just, you know, take a quick nap in someone's parking lot.
No harm?
It was like 3 a.m., I was like, this will be a quick nap. I'll set my alarm for 2 hours, take a two-hour nap, get back on the road. I woke up at fucking like 11 a.m., dude, I woke up at 10:30, I slept for like 7 hours in my car. And it's it was so the day it was like 90 degrees. I woke up. It was
oh my
so
God.
Fucking hot in my car. And then I woke up in a Denny's parking lot. So I was like, fuck it. I'm going to wake up and get some Denny's.
It'd be funny that Denny's was just a mirage you had, dude. You were just sitting in like a Burger King. Just like, I'll have a Grand Slam. And they're like, dude, what the fuck are you talking
about? No, I was well
rested.
Were
you just sleeping in your car for 7 hours?
I was well rested, dude. I woke up like, this is nice.
I've never slept in a car and woke up feeling like, no. I wake up. I wake up and I'm like, oh, where the fuck am I?
I mean, I definitely did that for a second, but it was also like, I mean, that was a long sleep.
That is a long sleep.
That was like
did you sleep on
hours.
Your back? How the fuck do you sleep?
Just see,
I can only I can only sleep on my side. So when I sleep in a car, I lean the seat back and sleep on my side, and I wake up and the whole left side of my body is asleep. And I used to work for a guy where like part of my job was going to construction sites and waiting for deliveries. So I'd be at like a house that was getting built and no one was there, and it would just be me in my car, and like it's coming to a 4-hour window. And I would pass the fuck out in my car to some guy just like rapping on my window, and I'd be like, some dude looking at me like, what the fuck are you doing? I'd be like, okay, yeah. And I'd sign the paper, and this guy would be like, what a piece of shit.
Sleeping in your car is a real low point.
On the job. I was like 19. Yeah. I'd be all fucked up the night before and go into work and just be like, sleeping in aluminum.
Yeah, well, imagine being 30, sleeping in a Denny's parking lot on the way back from the DC Comedy Fest. Yeah, I mean, that was a low point. Although I handled it well. I would have thought I would have been a lot more depressed and anxious about that ordeal. But
well, you got a good sleep.
I got a nice sleep, woke up, got some Denny's, took a dump at a Denny's.
You did the right thing.
Got some coffee, some fucking pancakes.
I mean, you are,
it was
dude,
great.
You're on the road. Your options are either crash into a fucking median or sleep in a parking lot and eat Denny's, dude.
That's road life, dude.
Exactly.
That's road dogging.
Exactly.
But I did not intend to sleep for 7 hours. That is
fucking
funny. I mean, that was a full sleep.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that was. And the whole time I was just waiting for the Indian that owned that hotel to come out and be like, buddy.
Smack your car?
Yeah. It's like, wake up.
If that ever happens again, dude, if I ever get in a situation like that, I'm like, there's two guys. Go get them. If you know a guy that doesn't blow other guys, get out of his way, dude.
Get the fuck out. He's about to take over everything.
He's about to get you, dude.
Look at this empire I've created.
Yeah, your fucking sick ass basement room.
My basement lair, dude. I have like 3 shirts. I'm living Oregon Trail. Fucking, I purchased 4 shirts 5 months ago.
Shane played the Oregon Trail all fucking week when he was in Boston.
I was in Boston for a few days, and I had to kill time during the day. And a lot of people would have gone sightseeing.
Yeah.
Fucked around. I was by Harvard. I did check Harvard out.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was gay.
Did you look into any classes?
I popped my head in.
Did you solve any fucking quadratic formulas,
dude? I was wearing this exact outfit. I wasn't fucking popping into Harvard. I was walking around in like flip-flops and a Philly shirt.
Oh my God.
So this is it, huh? And then I just left. It's like, all right, it's just old brick buildings.
Yeah, it's like Penn.
Yeah, but I hung out at Panera for 2 days in a row.
Nice.
All day.
Nice. Did you drink their green tea?
No, I just drank mad iced coffees.
Did you really?
And then I would go. All right, so here was my day. 2 days in a row. So I slept at a friend's house. Sam Ike. What up, boy?
Yeah.
Slept at his house. But I parked on the street, so I had to move my car at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Which, you know me. That's a fucking stretch, dude. I was waking
you don't
up
exist before
noon,
dude.
I was waking
noon,
up
dude.
At 7. Damn. 7:30. It was tough.
You had to put your fucking vampire ring on to go out in the sun. That's on the Vampire Diaries, dude. Go ahead.
It's tough for me to wake up, but it's easy when I'm in a stranger's place. I can wake up real easily.
That makes sense.
When it's awkward. When I'm not comfortable.
I'm ready to get
the fuck out of there.
That makes sense.
He lived with 2 improv people, and I was so fucking like...
What was that like?
Once he told me they did improv, like whenever I'd see them, I'd be like, hey, and like be real fucking cautious to even talk to
them. Did you hear
them
having sex with each other at night?
No, it was the only one I saw was this lady...
Oh, it was a lady.
There was a lady improver.
A lady improv and a guy?
She was just on her bed, on her laptop with a cat, and I was just like,
That's exactly what I imagined.
Yep. And I was like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. She was probably on a Facebook group right there. Just
dude,
like,
dude, if you stayed in that house, you would have assaulted her.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely would have.
Statistically, 99% chance.
Yeah.
She was an improv chick?
75% chance you were going to do something.
A strange man was in her house? A hulking white man?
Dude.
Good Lord. And I'm cis, dude.
Yeah, you're twice as evil.
I had to fucking tuck tail and get out of there.
You had to go play the Oregon Trail.
I had to tuck boner and get the fuck out of there. Now, but I got out and I made it out.
Nice.
And so woke up at 7, moved my car, drove straight to this Panera that was by this movie theater.
Damn.
So I hung out in Panera from like 8 to 11. And then at 11 a.m. saw a movie and then went back to Panera and hung out until my show.
That's not
both
bad.
Days in a row.
Just chilled in Panera and then all day.
It was in a mall, like a strip mall, so I just went to different stores and like tried on shirts and shit.
Oh my God.
I was like, I'm going to buy this. I didn't buy one thing. I tried on like 12 different shirts.
I love Boston t-shirts.
I went to a TJ Maxx and like a Modell's.
Oh my God, dude.
And I was just in the dressing room trying on shirts and I was like, fuck, dude, I'm fat as fuck. God damn it, dude. I put on like an extra large shirt and like from like right below my tits, like right where my belly started up, fit perfectly. Everything was fine. But then my fucking gut stuck out. Like, so it was tight.
Did you get a little bit of that undershot of it?
It was just tight perfectly around my waist. Like my belt. Yeah.
What kind of shirts are these?
Just regular fucking t-shirts.
Just like
just
a
XL t-shirts.
So regular old T?
Perfectly fit perfectly here up and then right around the waist. Like gut was just
belly.
Tight. And I was just like, Jesus Christ.
Damn, dude.
Can't even wear this.
You should have fucking started working out in there.
I did some push-ups in the did a bunch of crunches in the fucking dressing room.
Did you really?
No, of course not.
Holy fuck, that'd have been hilarious.
Yeah, I'd write that shit.
You were just fucking taxi driver, dude, and fucking TJ Maxx.
So then I just went back to Panera and played SimCity until my show.
If you had done that for another week, people in that area would have been like local folklore.
What, this guy just keeps showing up?
The guy's back at Panera, dude. He just wanders and haunts the shopping center.
There were two homeless people outside of McDonald's.
Really?
These two white, like, young, shitty
like
homeless people.
Punk?
And they started hanging out in the Panera, like, at a table next to mine.
Did they really?
I was like, all right, get the fuck
out of here.
Yeah.
I don't know why, dude. I have, maybe this is bad, but I don't like, when I see, like, white bums, I'm always like, you motherfucker. When I see a young white bum, I'm always like,
bum.
You motherfucker,
yeah, fuck them.
Dude.
Yeah.
I just get madder, I guess. Any young bum, I'm like, get the fuck out of here. But
yeah,
I see a young white bum, I'm like, you
especially with
a
couple.
Bitch.
Like, when they have... This guy had a girlfriend, and it was like, all right, clearly you guys are just doing drugs and hanging out.
Yeah. Fuck that, dude. I tell you, my dad's beef with the fuck... Yeah, like, he met a couple like that.
Really?
He was working, and he saw them every day on Grace Ferry Avenue, like, begging for change. They, like... couple and a dog, and then he saw them one day. He probably totally mistook them too, because he's like, I saw them getting out of a house. It was a $500,000 house. I know it was them, so whenever he drives by them, he like yells the address at him, like, I know where you live, you motherfuckers. And they're just like, what the fuck. Now that I think of it, I'm like, dude, it's
probably all high, just like, whoa.
He just saw like another white person with long hair. Yeah, he's like, there's those motherfuckers by Grace Ferry. They're rich. And he yells at them, dude, and they're
taunted,
just like,
homeless couple every day. Yeah. I hate when they have dogs, dude.
Yeah, I can't stand that.
Are they the dag?
Yeah, it sucks. But it's also like, you know, it's a good life for a dog to roam around.
Your dog's happy?
Roam around, probably gets a little heroin every now and again.
Yeah.
A little shot.
Yeah, but Boston was all right.
Nice. That's sick. You played the trail.
Played Oregon Trail for like 5 hours.
I'm jelly, dude. I love that game.
You died in it.
You told me, dude. That sucks.
You died.
Snake bite.
Yeah, you died of a snake bite. My girlfriend pooped herself to death.
You even tried to fucking revive me, dude?
I rested for 2 days.
2 days.
What was I supposed to do, Matt? We had to keep it moving.
Yeah.
The oxen were getting tired, dude. You got bit by a snake, dude. This was your fault.
True. I was probably out fucking foraging for fucking
dude,
meat.
You were,
I was
no.
on a big hunt.
No, dude.
What was I doing?
I don't know. You probably found a young squaw.
You think I was out?
I think you
with
ran
squaw.
Out with a squaw, dude. You young savage.
Shit.
You probably made love under the moonlight.
I am John Smith, dude.
And then you got snake bit. You might not have died on the trail.
You might have
buried you.
You might have faked my death.
Yeah.
You buried me, and I was just like, popped out.
You popped out like the
got
revenant.
Some more of that fucking pussy, dude.
You revenanted, dude, and climbed back.
Got some more of that teepee
just
pussy,
to eat
dude.
Pussy. That's fucking teepee, dude.
Damn. Shit. You made it, though. You made the journey?
I made the journey alone. Everybody died. You, Okani, Beezer, and my girlfriend.
All died.
All dead.
What did Okani die from?
I think he broke a leg, and then I think he drowned. No, I think he drowned. I think I crashed. One of them.
Fuck. Yeah.
Bay had diarrhea. Beezer,
that's sick. Your bay had diarrhea.
Beezer had too much vodka.
You probably put your bay down, dude.
I had to put it down.
That definitely happened on the Oregon Trail.
She was pooping everywhere. I had to fucking give her the old...
Dude.
Shot her in the head.
Imagine having to give your old daughter the musket because you were shitting too much. You're like, you're going to get... Because if you shit all over everything, you get everyone else sick. So people probably put their girls down.
I doubt that.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, probably, yeah. Probably once or twice.
You're all shitting hard, dude. You're like, all right, this is it.
shitting too hard.
Okay, you're gonna get the whole party sick.
She was probably shitting like you do in a public bathroom where you like try to very, very quietly.
Well, they had those big fucking hoop dresses, dude. So they're probably coming back just like smeared with fucking toxic shit. They're like, dude, out in the field, hug the stump. Fucking
probably made her run back and forth like a buffalo in Oregon Trail. Just run back and forth on the screen.
Yeah, it's funny how that's kind of dead, right? Music, the whole like trash the hotel room, fuck hookers and do coke. It's kind of just like, let's, you know, get this.
Well,
gig.
No, we fuck hookers and do coke.
Right. True that. I mean, no, we do fuck hookers and do coke.
Yeah, that's sick.
But we're just not trashing the hotel room.
That's good. Nice. You guys are cleaning up afterwards. Yeah. Wiping up all like the shit smears off the stuff.
We actually rarely get hotel rooms now. It's
where you guys sleep?
We have a 15 passenger van and we took out like all the back seats, built a bunk with a queen size bed.
Damn.
Yeah, and we just sleep in truck stop.
Wow.
Parking
lots.
So
you guys are getting really freaky then.
Yeah.
You guys lot lizards, dude.
You ever jerk off in the van with everybody in there?
Not with everyone in there, but definitely like. You guys, I have a moment, dude.
Yeah, hell yeah. You gotta crank it off. Do you ever encounter any lot lizards in these truck stops?
Lot lizards?
Yeah. They're like little like methed out prostitutes that slither around like a truck stop.
No, I actually haven't.
Look out for
I'm
them.
Bummed out. I gotta look out now.
There's a weird sexual world of truckers, dude. Yeah, a lot of people don't know about it. Truckers do some fucking weird shit.
Yeah.
You can make a couple bucks.
What the fuck were you calling tires when we were driving?
Oh, fucking highway gators. Highway gators, dude. When they fucking burst open on the road.
Yeah, now every time I drive and I see a busted truck tire, I'm like, fucking gator.
It's a highway gator, dude.
Yeah.
So you guys sleep in truck stops. And are their girlfriends okay with this, or they don't come on the road?
Yeah, they don't come on the road. They're cool with it. Yeah, yeah, it's kind of nice for me because I've been single like the whole time I've been touring.
Mm-hmm.
Have you gotten any pussy on the road?
Just like maybe once,
like a hand job.
It's kind of a weird thing because when you're like at like our level, you're not gonna really get laid just from being in a band. Yeah. You still have to like. I feel like you have to be like super high level to be at the point where you don't try, you know? It just happens.
Well, you can, you get like the, it's the same with stand up. Like, say you're on the road in like Buffalo, New York, you'll get an offer for some pussy, dude. But it's like, it's the universe being like, this is what you get offered now. It's some like fucking frumpy, like box shaped mom being like, you want a hand job, my Subaru?
And yeah,
like,
lets you know where you're
at. You got to take it though to get to the next level. That's what happens, dude. That's what you get. When you do that, when you do stand up, it's the same thing. It's like you can go to like Bristol and do stand up, and some like lady who looks like she's been smoking two packs a day is going to try to fuck you, and you can take her up on it if you want. You can get, I'm telling you, you can get some weird hand jobs going on.
Yeah,
it'll happen. True. You've got, you probably got a couple.
There's some characters out there, man, especially out in the Midwest.
Yeah,
it's just no man's land.
Yep, bring him back to the truck stop, dude. Let him know.
Right,
bring him back to the bus with the boys, dude. Let him run a fucking moonwalker on her.
Yeah, I remember one time, the first time I ever just got laid for being in a band, did it, then took an Uber just straight back to the truck stop.
Oh, god damn.
And then I think there was a Denny's attached. I just had some pancakes.
Yeah, and it's funny.
Put on some sweatpants, crashed in the van, lived to see another day.
Shit.
It's funny to think how people glorify like being on the road, and it's like you're explaining it. It's just Denny's, truck stops. Weird protective sex with a stranger that you drive home. Like,
what do you guys do for heat in the van when it's... Do you just leave the car
on? What do you think, bro?
Just leave the van
on?
Do you guys
like
moonwalk into each other?
Moonwalk.
Do you guys
friction, dude.
Bump
we,
into each other?
We get the friction on our feet. Get the kinetic energy.
Damn, it's a
Yeah, we'll just like turn the van on for a little bit and just wear layers. I was thinking about getting a ski mask, actually.
You should
and
not.
Sleep in that.
Don't get a ski mask. You're going to get fucking... No. Don't get a ski mask.
Yeah, there's at a truck stop, there's a lot of dudes dying to fucking open up their concealed carry. They see a ski mask, they're like, yep.
He was trying to rob it.
I'm doing it.
Truck stops, they sell like a ton of knives and stuff.
Yeah, dude. There's a lot of sick shit there.
There is. They sell like knight armor.
What the fuck? Oh, like
I've seen like knight armor,
like mail,
helmets.
Like chain mail and, yeah.
It's like crazy.
That's pretty sick. That's
it's such
Carolina.
A specific demographic that goes there, you know?
It's like an army of McCuskers. Just like, dude, this is sick. I got a staff. I got a fucking knight's helmet and some mace.
Well, the truckers probably set up like knight armor next to them and talk to it on the road.
Right.
Reach over, lonely. Give it like a phantom fucking knight hand job. Then afterwards, like, push him out on the highway, like, don't fucking tell anybody.
Fucking weird, dude. You fucking gay ass knight.
You're fucking okay, not me. Not
you made me do that. That's fucking
yeah, the
awesome.
Trucker life seems intense. I mean, it gets...
I mean, they're the rock stars of
doing it with a few dudes.
The what?
It gets boring just doing it with, like, your best friends, let alone just doing it by yourself.